from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's here to help. Really, that's really why I'm here. I'm also here to over-explain it, so I'm trying to think of a way to over... You know, I'm here to assist, I guess more assist than help, or be of service, over-explain, assisting by over-explaining. You could call me the anti-condo if you want. Believe me, I've been called before. But I'm not, I don't know what I, well, you know what I am? I'm just here to tell you a bedtime story. Keep you company because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking... If the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, I do need, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Hey, everybody. I wanted to congratulate Sam and Sam's family on the purchase of a new Casper hybrid mattress. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And it's funny because Sam and Sam's family is going to be supported in that wonderful Casper hybrid, the same one Scoots has got. And they're supporting the podcast that puts you and everybody else to sleep so it stays free for everybody. So I wanted to thank Sam for letting me know and let Casper know. And go to casper.com/sleepwith and use Sleep With at checkout to get $100 towards select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. But thanks, and let me know when you support a sponsor like Casper. But that's it. This is the end of the part of the show. I need you to hear the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Thanks, everybody. Oh, Mystery Bard, you let people help out in this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team might astound or on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you. You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer, these are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at Sleep With Me Podcast. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you'll find me. You listen to Sleep With Me in your smart speaker. Don't forget that. You just say, hey, smart speaker, play the most recent episode of Sleep With Me. or Sleep With Me podcast and then say, hey, smart speaker, set a sleep timer for whatever, 45, 90, whatever, 5 hours, whatever you wish. It's an easy way to listen to the show. And that's it. What do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, travel, you know, stuff. Like, so if things on your mind, things on your list, or things that, you know, things that are listed, something physical, something you're feeling, you know, feelings, for me, a lot of times it's a combination of those where the lines blur. I mean, I guess we're all, you know, one big, I try to tell that to all the personalities inside me. I say, aren't we one big happy family in here? I don't know if I've ever actually said that, but one day I would like to achieve that level of self-enthusiasm. Is that what... I don't even want to say self-enthusiasm again because it gives me a whole, like, anyway, I get a, if you're new, maybe I come back to that. I don't know. If you, what am I going to do? I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, which you just witnessed. And that one was spontaneously superfluous. Wow, I don't think I've ever said those two words together. They just kind of fit. I hope I could get on like a Broadway variety show, also get talent, ability to sing and dance. They'd say Scoots and Barbara are here with this next number. Superfluous. It's a superfluous Barbara. So it's not the Barbara. And I also tried to get Bet, but she was unavailable. Okay, so I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night, lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. I'm trying to create a safe place or a friendly situation. And if you're new, it's not indentaneous. One time a teacher marked that on my paper. Indentaneous, and they said you over because I was trying to get 50 pages out of a 30-page paper, so I tried to indent everything and then a double indentation. He said that was indentaneous. Maybe I don't know, maybe I imagined that one, but what I'm going to do, I'm here to keep you company if you're new. This podcast isn't instantaneous. And what I mean by that is it takes a few tries if you're new for a lot of listeners to, because the podcast is a bit different. But even for most, I mean, there are some listeners where the podcast works pretty quickly because it's part of their routine. But that took time to develop, right? So our relationship won't be, you know, some people it's instantaneous. Like my teacher, they say, I give this podcast an F or an NI, needs improvement. I mean, more in the podcast world, it's like, well, this isn't for me. If only I got those emails. I think those people are so well-adjusted. They say, oh, this podcast isn't for me. I'll just move on. And I do have a site for the people that don't make that choice, but they say, need this podcast, like, it's beyond needing improvement. You could go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. But what was I saying? So give it a few tries, but also the structure of the show, like it shows that it's not an instant thing. So we start off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the podcast free for everybody. Then there's a intro. Now the intro is like a show within a show. It's about 12 to 15 minutes of me kind of explaining what the podcast is slowly. And never clearly being able to achieve that, But it's also for regular listeners, it's kind of ideally part of their wind down routine, where you could start listening before you get in bed or right when you get in bed as you're easing in, you know, getting comfortable, getting cozy. Or, you know, you could be, here's the thing, you could start it when you're brushing your teeth and stuff in the other room, because you're not going to miss too much, but whatever works. Like, now that I've been doing this for however many years, six years, I've seen a lot of people, you know, some people skip the intro, a few percentage points of people, they just skip ahead to 18 or 20 minutes and then start there. Or they listen on Patreon, they just listen to the story-only versions, and some people fall asleep in the first few minutes, and then some people ease their way into bedtime. They fall asleep during the story. Some people listen all night. You know, some people, they turn the podcast on in the middle of the night. They don't start the night with the podcast. And there are listeners that listen during the day to kind of unwind or in the tubby. You know, it's a bit different. But the reason the intro is kind of long and meandering is to give you plenty of room to drift off. So there's an intro, then there's some business between the intro and the show, and then there's the episode. Tonight it'll be our episodically modular series, which the working title is The Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. And so that'll be like, you could listen to that in any order. I think this will be the second episode. And then there'll be some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's just structurally how the show is made. What else do you need to know if you're new? I'm glad you're here. That's one thing. Like, I hope this can help you. And you do deserve a good night's sleep. And that's why I make the show. Other things to know, you don't need to listen to me. You may have already figured that out. You know, I tend to meander, I tend to go off topic. My logic is, it's neither logical nor illogical. It's like a spiral gyro or something. You see, well, it's like his logic has been, it's scribble logic. And I say, that's it. That's one of my top five podcasts, a scribble logic cast, the podcast about scribbling, scribbled logic and things interesting to scribble logicers. Also, Script Notes is ahead of that podcast, so I listen to that one first because I love John and Craig. Where was I? You don't need to listen to me. Also, there's no pressure to fall asleep. This is a little bit, I don't know what to counterclockwise, this is a podcast to be here as you fall asleep, to keep you company as you drift off, that I can kind of be at your side walking or talking, and then you kind of just, you head off into dreamland. But if you can't sleep, I'm dedicated to you, whether you fall asleep in 2 minutes or you're here to the very end. So I'll be here till the end of the episode, and then there's episodes after episodes for you. Because I know sometimes you just need a friend in the deep, dark night. And in some sense, that's really what the podcast is about. Like, at bedtime, as you say, well, at least I got a friendly, like, my boar bud, Scoots, is waiting for me. And, you know, you had a rough day being a human out there. And for me, at least, you could have a rough day being a human. Then you lie down. And like I said, that whole, like, for me, I have what I call brain bots. They're different parts of my personality, or is different, you know, I don't know, they're voices or you know, whatever you want to call it. And as soon as my head hits the pillow, they say, what were you thinking? And I'd say, when? Well, let me get out my list. And he said, well, I thought we agreed to, we're working together. One, the ship that everybody works together on floats well. Well, no one ever said that, and there's a good reason why. And he said, okay, well, I just want to get some sleep, actually. I had a long day. Well, yeah, I was watching all day. It was long, you know, if you were doing better, the day would have been shorter. I know, but I'm just ready to go to bed now, and I think it'd be good for all of us if we, you know, snuggle. What do you say we snuggle together and get a good night's sleep? Because we're kind of a team, right? We, in the end, we really love each other, And we're all in this together. Like I said, the rowboat without oars is just floating. What did you get, a waterlogged copy of Bartlett's Familiar Quotations? Yeah, I did, actually. It was coffee-logged, not waterlogged. That's why my quotes are so off today. You really got me there. So anyway, what do you think about that? How about you come in here for a hug? And we don't have to snuggle. We could just lie. Well, what about that sleep podcaster? You know, what if we just listen to him instead? We could all lie here together and observe him. And then I'll take, you know, that would take my mind off of stuff. I don't know about you. Well, that sounds just sweet to me. It's as sweet as the tea in the boat that's rowing, as teamwork does. Okay, why don't you put away that coffee log, Bartlett's Familiar Quotations? Because that was Abraham Lillen that did that. Okay, well, that's great. So tell me about this sleep podcast. Well, it's this guy. He's a familiar guy. You might be familiar with him. He just tells a story. First, he does this intro where he tries to explain what the podcast is. And, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, they have these really smart, well-adapted parts of them that kind of have, like, their unifunction, and they tend to get bedtime because they're, you know, because they finally, there's finally a quiet moment. They want to get some attention, and he gives it, believe me, he gives it so much attention. He said that, holy cow, maladjusted, he said one time. He said hail adjusted, because that's what I think it's in this book that's coffee logged, though. So let me get this straight. There's a guy that made a podcast to entertain us, the great unappreciated brain and personality parts of the world. Yeah, he said you put the humanity in humanity. And so he makes a show just to kind of take your mind off of, you know, because you have a tough job. And so he said, I want to take your mind off of that. I want to be your boar bud. And let everybody kind of get snuggled in bed and get comfortable and just kind of relax. And so what do you say we do that with our human? Just kind of kick back. Well, I like that idea. So what's he going to talk about? Well, more or less, not much. You know, he talks about stuff. It's kind of interesting. But then it's also, you're like, hey, I don't know. Something about there's like a triangle scientist and a isosceles something. Oof. You're right. It sounds kind of interesting. Well, great. I'll see you in a few minutes. Why don't you get comfortable? All right, so that's the show, and that's kind of like, I wish I could have that conversation with myself at night, and that's kind of what I'm here for, is to do that for you, to be your boar friend, to be your boar bud, and to keep you company, because I do believe you deserve a good night's sleep. So if you're new, give the show a few tries, you know, see if it works, and that's it. I really am glad you're here. I really appreciate your time. And I work very hard, I yearn, and I strive, because I want to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show a-going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switch to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/with me. That's odoo.com/with me. Odoo. Modern Management Made Simple. All right, everybody, welcome to our episodically modular series, The Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. Tonight's bedtime story, it features two characters named Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. And this is the second episode, but you could listen to it in any order because I'm going to tell you everything you need to know right now. It takes place in a world not like ours, but the same Earth, a different timeline or different time. And not too much of a leap, though, for you to imagine, especially at bedtime. Imagine a world where math has diminished powers and math principles and the underlying principles that support math or depend on math have gone away from Earth or no longer function properly. That is the world our story takes place in. So a world it may be in the future, but it feels like it's in the past. You know, a lot of things like, at least from the fiction I'm seeing, the story, you know, electricity, you know, without math or some fundamental math principles, pretty tough to have electricity. Also, probably in this fictional world. And a lot of other things. Now, not all math is gone, and some areas are more impacted by, I guess you'd say, Scoots, can you give it to me in two words, ELI-5 or whatever? And I'd say math outages. You'd say, well, this town has a total math outage, where our town has a partial math outage. So there is diminished math capacity across the whole of what once was the United States. Yeah, meaning, you know, power and stuff like that, ones and zeros, but I would just do, you know, those aren't always based on math, you know, but you know what I mean. So we live in a post, like a time after this, if you were saying, really trying to get me to nail it down and explain it to you. It's in the Middle Ages, but a post modern Middle Age. Oh boy, does that capture it, you know, in a sleepy bedtime way. And, you know, a lot of it, things have been broken into smaller communities, like you'd say city states, holdfasts. And that's basically it. Now, our heroes, Dr. Triangle and Isosceles, while they might not consider themselves heroes, math heroes, the great goddess of math, Sashat, has assigned them, tasked them with traveling the country and restoring math principles or investigating what's missing. I guess that's it. And, you know, she's a goddess, so she has goddess powers. Yeah, but she's also up against another goddess, which got here first, which you've seen Marvel movies. It's not that big a stretch, you say. Like Thanos or whatever came to our planet and said, well, snappity, snappity, do. I got those stones and stuff. This particular one said, well, like googly, googly, goo, 1 + 2, I bid you adieu. So that's a kind of summary, if you're suspending your disbelief here. We have the heroes, we have the power of the goddess. She's given them talismans to go to communities. You'll see in the story, but basically it's procedural, episodically modular, you know. So they'll go to a town and try to restore the math principles. And I think that's it. This happens sometimes with these episodes. New narrator's taking over from here on out for this series. So it's actually great news for me because I was narrating previously, in a narrator voice. And they said, Scoots, we're subbing somebody in for you. So it's a series, Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. And here's our good friend Antonio Banderas here to introduce the episode. Thank you. As the ladies, as the gentlemen, as the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary, it's time for the adventures of Dr. Triangle and I, Sosceles. Yeah. My friend, I don't have a math-like sound yet. Well, that's very, could you give just one other take that's not as quiet, because you may have to cut that take out. Oh, yes, you give great direction, especially when you're directing me to be quiet. Okay, yeah, just give one more take, and then you can go lie down and listen to me record the show. That's our new thing, right? With my shoes off, my friend. Yeah, also, I put pillowcases on the pillows, because your hair is, like, so, voluminous. It's just a little bit jarring for me in my own bed to see Antonio Banderas hairs in my bed, head hair. You know, it's just, I understand. So, ladies and gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary, it's time for the adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. Okay, can't actually sing either. Plus, that was like for mystery. The Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. Perfect. That's Antonio Banderas. This is Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. Thanks. Hello, everyone. I'm Ada. I'm going to be your new narrator from now on. And I know just that you say, Ada, what kind of narrator are you? And I'm actually Ada, if you met me in the world, I'm a mule. I'm Dr. Triangle and Isosceles' mule, and I'm telling you everything that happened as it happened. And, you know, this is a this is me explaining it. And you may say, Ada. Ada's my name. Sorry, I'm a mule, so I don't remember everything. You could call me Ada, you could call me Ida, I'll feel all righter. You might say, I've never met a talking mule before. And I'd say, well, there is gods and goddesses in this world who may want to watch over the people serving her. Or I may just be a talking mule that doesn't talk except when I'm narrating stories. So I'm Ada, pleased to meet you. And this is our episode, Here's the situation. We've been walking for a while, traveling. You know, it's walking for me. They say trotting or whatever. To me, I'm just walking, you know, working. And the mission given to us by Sashat, Winky Winky, there's this fertile river valley we've been traveling towards, windy hills, And a powerful river running through it. We're not that far down from some mountains. But this is the fertile river valley, and then the river travels further across what was the States. And this valley is known as one of the great breadbaskets. It has been throughout history. Though for a time there was other parts of the States that had, you know, more popular bread baskets. This has always been a popular area for growing grains and other staples. Not staples, though, for those of you from previous incarnations of Earth. And even at the beginning, after the end of Math, as it's called, even though that's not totally accurate, as Scooter kind of presented, this valley, the power of the river, the fertileness of the valley, and the wind and the hills were an essential thing. And trade has gone on in this valley since, you know, as rebuilding and things have gone on. This river began to be lined with old-fashioned, you'd say, river mills with water wheels and windmills up in the hills, which meant that, you know, just down the valley where all the grains are grown, the grains could come up and they would actually be pulled by other mules at times, but a lot of times it was easier to bring them by land. It's not that far. and the grain and other things would be ground in the river mills and the windmills. You know, people figured that out, but recently the supplies of grains were slowing, and they came to a stop. And communication has not been good. You know, as grain, you know, as trade, the downriver shipments of grain stopped, and as the fields of grain, you know, they say, well, we have a whole storehouse full of unprocessed grain. You know, it's been a bit of a domino effect. And, you know, as the shot is trying to stake a foothold, and maybe people need, you know, we want people getting their staples. And so Dr. Triangle and Isosceles have been sent to this town to find out where's the flour, where is the rest of the staples. And essentially, it's like, you know, and I'll turn it over because I was just drinking. I was pretending to drink from a trough and talking to you. We've been sitting here in yet another town square. So many towns, so many squares. This is more of a town round. It's round to me, in my opinion. But here comes Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. They've both been pacing in opposite directions. It's past noon. The sun is no longer in it's much past noon. Yes, I realized that. I don't know. I went and looked. I said, "Have you seen the person? The council planner or whatever? No one's seen them." They said I went all the way to the office. They said they left to make a meeting at noon. And then they said, "But you know, oh, this is be not on time, eh?" So I'm still not sure, how this whole thing works with the, so these, I don't know how these are talismans. These are charm bracelets and charm necklaces. Okay, it's simple. Like, we have to uncover it's a specificity, whatever the magic is, the anti-math magic that's being weaved and is growing in power. My understanding is we have to uncover the missing principle fairly exactly, because if it was a worded spell or something, I don't totally follow it. Well, how do we even discover what the exact math principle is? We'll figure that out, but then we use the talismans that correspond to the principle, and we say the principle, you know, we say the words that were spoken to us in the name of Sashat, and we basically have to figure out why where's the flour and the other staples, why isn't it flowing? But we're not going to get anything done unless this bureaucrat gets here. Okay, so we basically have to figure this out. We should just, we could ask, we could do a workshop show, like a series of shows, here comes somebody. Hello, you're a contact, correct? I thought we'd said noon. This is like, it's much past noon. Oh, I know you're sorry, but, well, what we were thinking is, I'm sorry, I'm distracted, because I went to your office. You're terribly sorry. Did you have something better to do? Oh, you miscalculated how long it would take to get here, because it only took me. Did you get lost? Okay, you just miscalculated. I don't know if that's such a funny word to use, because we're going to try to do a show. Could we do some shows at dusk over the next couple nights, evenings? Okay, so we'll do some shows at dusk. That's what we're going to do. We're going to entertain. I realize we're here to help and to have fun. So we're going to just do some shows. So if you could spread the word to your town through your townspeople, it would be here at dusk. It's a free show. Normally we charge. But we're workshopping a new show. So we'll see you at dusk. I hope you'll be here at dusk when the sun touches the horizon. That's dusk, or a little bit after, but not night or not even evening, dusk, okay, like sunset, I guess. Like, that would be when we're doing, you know, the people will be getting sick. Okay, you understand, great. Hello, everyone, this is Ada again, your friend. Dr. Triangle and Isosceles started to get ready for the show and started to discuss what basic workshop techniques they would use, pulling people off the audience, quizzing them about their lives, doing a little improv, just to kind of get a feel for the town. They had planned that out. They had a small meal in anticipation of working, and then dusk came. And this evening, the town square circle was very empty. And they waited, and a few people walked by, and then it crept from dusk, you know, sunset to dusk, to deep dusk, you may call it, which they said, okay, still deep dusk. Maybe this is, and then it led into evening and night. And we'd had quite a travel day, so to get there and get everything set up for noon. And so Dr. Triangle and Isosceles were both very tired. So they got in the wagon, and even I went to sleep. I was awoken as people started to gather in the square, but they were quite tired. So quickly they realized there was no show. There wasn't much of a hubbub because people were just kind of drizzling in. And then they would go. And the morning came, and both Dr. Triangle and Isosceles were quite frustrated. The city official returned. They said, geez, what is this? This is a town. You know, they had many theories of, I thought we had a show set for dusk. And a bit of a hubbub. So then they said, They said, okay, maybe they conferred as they made the city official wait, kind of a little bit, you know, to make them wait. They use, you know, time-honored strategy for people that have trouble being on time. And they said, okay, we're going to do a show today between noon, halfway between noon and dusk. And then they went in and they set up, and that is where we are, almost at dusk, and the town square is nearly full, I think, because also word of mouth said, oh, we missed the show, you know, so there's many people here, everyone here looks a little bit fuzzy, you know, they're obviously they're having, you know, we're here to get to the bottom of things. Though I'm just here to narrate and not interfere in any way, which is, you know, how I am, you know, the rules I go by is Mule, Ada the Mule. That is what they call me. The two of them talk to me. I know more about either one of them than they know about themselves. And so they go. They're calling to the crowd now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. It's so good to see you here. Right on, ready to start. So good you got the memo. We're going to be doing free workshops here. I think we're going to do another show tomorrow to figure out what our big show is. But I am Isosceles, and this is my partner in play, Dr. Triangle. Hello, everyone. And we're here to do a show, so could I have a volunteer from the audience? Okay. Yes, you. Would you join me here? Thank you. Good. Hello. And what is your name? Okay, Zay. Zay, have a seat here. We've got a chair for you. And you live in nearby, Zay? Around, not far. Okay. And how's your evening and afternoon going? Okay. Yeah, so so what we're going to do here is, are you familiar with what it, the way the sun travels across the skies, eh? Okay, so the sun starts, I want you to view the stage, your chair's at the back of the stage. Imagine that, are you familiar with the idea of the sun travels across the sky, right? From all the way, sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So I want you to look over there and imagine that the sun rises and then follow it as it sets, okay? And I want you to just watch it. This is part of a performance. They're finding a way to what performance, what show we will build for all of you tomorrow. The show will be at the same time, so be here just halfway between noon and dusk. You all seem to have the ability to kind of blankly roll with whatever. Okay, Zay, so you're watching the sun traveling the sky, and I could see you making the motion from side to side, even though, you know, the sun only travels one way. Believe it or not, some say it circles the entire Earth. I know, I'm just being funny. Okay, now, I want you to think in your mind about what is your favorite part of the day, Zay. That kind of rhymes, too. Okay, picture it in mind, picture how it feels, imagine you're somewhere, where are you? Oh, behind your home. And where is the sun? Is it, okay, right there. It's about about what would be called 2 p.m., not quite halfway between noon and dusk, but almost for this time of year. Okay, and you're standing in your yard, the sun is shining on you. And what time of day would, well, I guess I already planted that the idea in your mind, right? Excuse me, my partner, Dr. Triangle's call, you're leading them. You're leading them. We're not going to get any information. You're just leading them where you want them to go. I know what I'm doing. Well, it just feels like you've already reached a conclusion and you're using them to reach the conclusion. Okay, but it's a conclusion that you've already established too. Right, but that's not going to get us any answers if we're just... Okay, just keep going because I don't even know where to go with this. Okay, sorry about that, Zay. I'm back now and you're just enjoying that 2 p.m. sun. We're imagining that place in the sky would be called 2 p.m. if we're in the age of clocks. And, now I want you to, you're right, I don't know where I'm going with this. I want you to stand up and I want you to make a shape with your body and stand on that 2 p.m. slot. Are you some sort of, you're to keep the birds out of your yard, that kind of thing. I like that thing. Okay, just stand there, Zay. Great job. Okay, now I need someone in from the audience to look at that time of day and to see if you could think about something you might be doing at that time of day. Start to picture it in your head. As you think, okay, it's past the high point of the sun, which we do still call noon. Some say it's the hottest part of the day, but most of us know it could still get warmer. But the sun has completed the pinnacle of its arc in the sky. Some of these terms I realize, they may be unfamiliar to your ears, or you may not even hear them. We're new to this form of performance. We used to do a show. Sorry to go off topic, everybody. We used to do a show that was made of, we just poked fun at math. Dr. Triangle was a math expert, and I was a person driven by the principles of math. Pure ego, You know how, you know, handsome, dashing, and, you know, financy, you know, I'd play different roles. Sounds like a better show. You're right. This is a workshop. Technically, it's free, not a show. So you're getting to see us crafting new material for free. Also, there was no one here at the show last night that we did. I don't know where any of you were. If you were waiting for the reviews or what. But anyway, back to the practice here. Who has something that they do after noon, but before half afternoon, or halfway to dusk, which is a principle you seem to have barely grasped, because I did say, we did say be here halfway. We didn't say half afternoon, because I thought that might be confusing. But we did tell all of you to come halfway between noon and dusk. Actually, could I just have a volunteer? Thank you. Could you come up here? Could you stand halfway? Okay, I'm going to put you here, actually. You're noon. You're right in the center stage. And not that far away from you is Zay. Great job. You could relax. You don't have to stay in that character pose. Okay, so this is halfway through the day right here. Well, what is your name? Gertrude. Excellent, Gertrude. Now, Gertrude is noon. Zay is two, we're saying, or that time of day when it is nicely warmed out in the back of the house, enjoying the sun. Okay. So then, could I have yet another volunteer? Okay. Yes, come on up. Okay. Oh, you'd prefer not. Okay, you don't have to talk at all. I like this kind of volunteer that knows what they want. Now, I would like you. Oh, no, Dr. Triangles and you're saying, we're here to gather knowledge. This is a workshop. Okay, one second. I'll be right with you, even though you're quiet anyway. You're doing a great job, though. Very, what is it? Okay, I think I'm following what you're doing. I think we need one more set thing and then conduct your experiments. Well, I've just been buying time and like I'm just a little bit, I'm workshopping through my, I'm still thinking about that they can't be on time. So it's just kind of trying to work through that. So I've just been making it up. Okay, we'll put them at dusk, at just exact sunset. Okay, great idea. So yes, I'm gonna bring you over here, and as we think about the traversing of the sun through the sky, all the way at the side of the stage, a bit away from Zay, but not too far, is when the sun has sunk right below the horizon, the beginning of dusk, which was the time the show was supposed to start last evening. We did hear some of you walking in and out of the square. But we knew, you know, Ada, our mule, was very, very sharp. So we didn't, you know, we didn't stir from our sleep except, anyway, so this is, dusk. This person represents the time the show started this evening and was scheduled for yesterday. And now could I have one more volunteer, to come up? And I would like you now, one second, let me just look over. Okay, Dr. Triangle saying go for it. I would like you, what is your name? Franny, great. Franny, I would like you to find a spot between the show was supposed to, the time the show was supposed to start this evening, which is halfway between the high point of the sun, also called noon, also represented right here at center stage, and dusk over here. Now, Zay is, what do we want to call that? a cord. Well, we can't use those. You can't. You don't know any of those words, sir. These talismans really do work. They do give us clear. Sorry, I'm confusing you people, but I'm just. It's a workshop. You know, I'm just using theater terms. Nothing. That's why they're falling on your ears so strangely when I say quarter. You think that's what it is? No. Okay, so don't get mixed up by Zay, but see if you can find half the halfway point of time, of passing of the sun, between dusk over here and noon right here. Halfway between those, which was when the show was scheduled to, but as a workshop, we kind of had a feeling none of you would be on time. Okay, you're going a little hard. Okay. Go ahead and see if you can find your way there, Franny. No. Oh, yes, I'm not supposed to interrupt. I can't show you how to get there. Are you directionally? No, one of these spots. Halfway between this nice quiet volunteer here and this nice volunteer here. Okay. One second, friend, just stop moving around. Dr. Triangle, stick with me here. Friend, could you point me where you are going? Oh, right there. Yes, a bit to the side of Zay. Almost, would you say that's between? Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and head over there right now? Okay, but you're just head directly there. Yes, just follow my lead. Never mind. Go to that spot now. Okay, so this is, I guess that is our workshop for the evening. The place is, you still have to deliver something. Okay, I want everyone on stage to think about where they are in the relation to the sun, and to think about where they would be and what they would be doing. Those of you that identify with the post, the dusk, just post sunsets. Picture where you are, whom you're with, what you're doing. Yes, nice. And those of you that are here halfway between with Franny, what are you doing? It's, you know, not quite time to sup. Yes. Picture, and those of you here with Zay. And those of you here at noon, at the high point of the day, yes, you may be having your midday break. Okay, and think about those things, and think about those. And then be here tomorrow, same time, for one last. We'll do another show. Thank you all for being a part of our workshop. Very, very good. Great. How about a round of applause for our volunteers? And a very good job. Indeed. Great job, everybody. Thank you. Okay, yes, we'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you. Oh, yes, I'd love to share. Yes, I am. I'm Isosceles. Yes, very nice. Oh, yes, you go. Oh, yes, I will take a hug from you. Thank you, Zay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, yes, now, you'll have to excuse me. I know we have many fans that want to meet Isosceles. Or anyone for Dr. Triangle. Okay, good. We'll maybe tomorrow after the show. What do you say we like to sit down with the community and they host us for a meal. Does that sound appealing to all of you? And then you could chat, and, you know, you could sit close to Isosceles or Dr. Triangle. But right now, because this is a workshop, we have to confer of our artiste. And then maybe we'll do a little, tomorrow maybe we could do some humor based on, you know. Okay, thank you, everyone. And we'll enjoy eating with you after our show, which is halfway between noon. You know, be here on time, halfway between noon and dusk. Thank you. Good day. Okay, what do you think? I don't know. I'm more confused. You were studying it, though. So what do you think? I was trying to... maybe they're messing. Maybe they could be messing with us, I think. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think or was it just time? No, because they understand the concepts you were... I mean, what was revealing to me was Franny knew where... So they can use sun time, and, you know, some of them still have the remnants of... mathematical time is impossible. Mechanical time, I'm just thinking, they have all these windmills, and, you know, they cycle on a variable basis, and that principle still, all that's still possible here. Like, what is the diminished principle that's, they can't be on time, but they understand time. But it was something with that thing with Franny. Couldn't grasp how to get there or what. Yeah, but not directionality, because it still could point. Yes, well, it was like leading like a cat with a string. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, I think that like I have an idea for tomorrow's show. Okay, let's do tomorrow's show. Let's go rest. Okay, let's Ada. We're gonna eat and take a break. Well, hey everybody, this is Ada here. Thanks for listening. And they went to bed. Of course, they ate. I ate. I drank. The next day came. Noon came. Whatever you would call 3:30 p.m. ish in your world. Came, and eventually the crowd came back at right around dusk, and then for efficiency's sake, I'll tell you what happened is that Dr. Triangle and Isosceles set up a show with props this time, and audience volunteers pretending to be a windmill, and then pretending to be the gears in the windmill, and then connecting like a rope, which was made up of tied together handkerchiefs, a bit like a rope. I guess it was representative of a rope. And it was around the waist of one volunteer on one end. I don't like, you know, pulleys and those things, gears, wooden gears, just like we assume are in the mills. And then Dr. Triangle had them hold on to the thing, because Dr. Triangle had everyone moving at the same speed. So all the gears in the handkerchief rope was moving at the same pace. And everyone was clapping along. And this is interesting, because it was almost... it was like we're up against the edges of mathematics here. And so that's happening. A rhythm has been established. And then even the knowledge of the rhythms is established. Well, they couldn't use numbers to describe it quite. Their concepts and numbers, it was hard for the two of them to understand what the people were understanding, because they couldn't be in their minds. They thought it was a pretty clear idea of that almost each pace was a clap, right? But then when they tried to break it down of estimation, was what Dr. Triangle seemed to think of claps, of paces, of how much time would be consumed to go from point A to point B as they played out this mechanical rope analogy. No volunteer could get that, their ability to estimate the time was not possible. But also because there's so much appreciation and people were making noises, like as they were singing, and like people started singing, it was quite a fun show. And, you know, there was a little bit of slapstick because Isosceles couldn't take not being the center of attention. And then the show ended. Dr. and Triangle and Isosceles preparing to head to the Great Community Hall for a meal. All right, so we'll just head right over there. So we've got it, right? You've got it down. I mean, I think so. This is our first time doing this. But we should go outside of the town. We just go upriver a bit, like where the mills are. And then we're just supposed to say the names of the principal, and it should restore the principal of the town and hold the charms, I guess, as you said, the pieces of the talisman that correspond. But let's eat. Hello, everybody. Oh, great. So what are we having here? Oh, what are these things? My goodness, it looks like a... Oh, thank you for feeding us. This is quite the feast you have here for us. What do you call this? Supper. Oh, yes. It looks like, well, do you know, thank you. Isosceles will be, you know, I have to unwind from my performance here with Dr. Triangle. So we will, we'll join all of you in merriment in a bit. First, we like to sit in solitude. Thank you, thank you. Okay, let's sit down here. This is like it's a ball made from flour and water. Well, it's like, it looks like they're different, though. Mine is very hard. It looked like it was in an oven, but mine is a bit undercooked. It was maybe not cooked at all. And it's like, here, let me hold yours. Like, yours is almost, even though... If it was cooked a little more, it would be spongy. Like maybe in, well, if yours is, I don't think you're going to eat that, are you? I mean, we have to be polite. I mean, maybe there's a, is this a principle of time estimation? I don't know. Maybe this is just what they eat. Maybe, yeah, the time, they're so like, because they can't estimate time, they're just tired. So they're just throwing this, together because, or maybe they're, I don't know. Maybe this is just what they traditionally eat and they don't care. I mean, they're all eating it. I mean, they don't look happy about it. It's like you could tell which balls of dough, flour ball or dough ball were made with which batch. Yeah, it looks like a bit, okay. Maybe we should just get this over with then, because I thought, yes, let me do. Excuse me, everyone, thank you for our meal. Dr. Triangle and I are going to enjoy our repast out in, we were going to tour your mills, and we'll be back to say goodnight to all of you soon. Okay, so it can't be, okay, we just hit up this river, you know, the riverbank here. This is where they're supposed to pull the, like, see, this path is for other horses to pull, those boats or whatever they're called. They pull them down the river to trade the flour for other communities. Okay, so we could just stay here. So, yeah, I think it's just estimation. So I guess we would take a clock, estimating time. Time and estimation, we'll say. Okay, because I have this little, these pincer things. I think that's good for, no, that's for precision. Okay, then what should I use? Maybe that cup, like your estimation cup. Okay. Yeah, this is the great mill. So this is their biggest mill. Let's go inside here. Okay, so we're supposed to, okay, so let's hold them. Look at this mill wheel's cracked right up the middle. Okay, so, yeah, it is. It's like, look at all the grain just piled up in that one spot. Okay, so yeah, the estimation time, estimating time, that's what we're going to say. Yeah, I mean, we have to be cool. We don't have to, it has to be the principal that's missing. So hopefully we get credit by, okay, so, oh, great and power. No, that's from that movie. Oh, so great. Oh, mother of mathematics, Shashat, we call on you to restore, maybe you should say it since you, to restore to this community the ability to estimate the time, which has been taken from them, in all honor of all math, keeper of principles, who we humbly serve. We've come to this town, and we ask you, we call upon you, we beg you, Sashat, to send down your power and restore the concept of time and estimation to this area. Okay, that was good. That was good. So what do we do now? Just maybe we should go back. Maybe we could stop at the cart and actually eat something, and then we'll go back to the and say goodbye to everyone. And then I guess once we head out, we'll get our next assignment. I mean, I think, or do we just wait here quietly? I don't know. Most of the time they like you to meditate, like, and bask in their glories, like quiet solitude. I mean, I'm never good at that kind of thing, but okay, wait, there's some rumbling. Do you feel that there's rumbling? Oh yeah, that must be a power being restored to the, maybe that's, then they'll be able to estimate how long it takes to get to places. They're going to be so much, we will be heroes in this town. Yeah, it's like, maybe we should go outside of the mill, because you're right. It's like this time returning to these people. We really, this is exciting. This isn't, I didn't realize I'd get so much pleasure out of this work. Yeah, I mean, this is like great, because then whatever, maybe they couldn't leave for work on time, and they'll restore the flow of flour. These mills are essential. We're going to get credit from the goddess. We get credit from the people. It's still shaking though. Like it feels like a shaking's getting closer. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like there's a lot of, maybe they got to get a lot of time back in the ground, the mill is the mill's looming over you. Well, yeah, it's like this is the great mill. No, it's become personified. It's come to LIFE. And it's, let's run. And so, hi, it's Ada here. I was standing off in area of trees watching. And the great mill came to life and began to chase after lumber, more lumber after Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. It had grown two legs and one arm. Other side of it was a water wheel arm that it was swinging at them and saying, you know, I'm going to GRI end you down in take the whiz out of your math. I'll estimate your time. I'm going to make, some flour out of you. And Dr. Triangle and Isosceles ran from smaller mill to smaller mill. Smaller mill to smaller mill, excuse me. And at first they thought, well, these are little mills. That's a big mill. Maybe it will be safe in here because it's like a baby mill. But the great mill did not stop. Using the voice of anti-math, laughing with glee. But also as they entered each mill, they noticed that each mill was broken. Each millstone was jammed, or a couple were just barren and abandoned. And they Isosceles joked about putting the elbow to the grindstone. And then Dr. Triangle, well, let's catch it. I have an idea. All these grindstones, they're all damaged in a unique way. Most of them are overgrained. This one's almost empty, though. Yeah, it's not just time estimation. It's something else. I think we got the principle wrong. Well, yeah, I figured that out because the mill's chasing us. Yeah, but I have a plan to buy some time with the mill. Let's head up the if we head up the riverbank, climb that hill towards the windmill. I have a plan. What's your plan? Is that the river mill can't run uphill? Okay, well that's. It's still coming up. It's saying it's going to catch up with us soon. Okay, well, it's slowing it down. But, it's lopsided, though. Okay, let's just stop here then. I have, oh boy, it's so tired from climbing this hill, and no idea, really, it's a good thing we're fast enough to dodge out of the way of everything but that water wheel, huh, Dr. Triangle? Yeah, oh no, the mill with its giant water wheel is coming towards us. That's it for us. It's C-U-R-T-I-A-N-S-S, I guess. It's turning. What's going to happen? It'll be top. Oh, see, it fell, but it's falling backwards down the hill. Goodbye, mill. Oh, yeah, I can't believe you thought of that. Okay, let's head up to this. So, where are we now? What do you think? Is another mill going to come? Probably. This is a setback, I would say. Let's go up to this windmill up here. I mean, maybe we could help the people, like, estimate time without returning the principal. Like, the windmills that surround the town, we could run ropes into the town. Just because then it would be running at a consistent rate at the time. So then if everybody said, you know what I mean? Like, you're talking about building a mechanical time estimation device. Right, let's go in here. I just want to see something. I'm just still thinking. Like, yeah, look at this. This is another one. It's like if they were running this, you wouldn't even get a tablespoon of flour out of this mill with the grain they have here. Or other great, the ones with the broken millstones. It was like too much. They were putting too much grain for the millstone to handle. Like, wait a second. What did you say? Too much. No. You said tablespoon, right? Okay, bad news. I can feel this mill's shaking now and coming to life. Okay, that's. I think I have it. Okay. Do you still have that measuring cup? I do. What else do you have? Did you hold that scale? Okay. I'm going to hold this calculator and this abacus. And just stay with me here. Okay, but the mill's coming to life with us in it. It'll see the grindstone starting to... Okay, so the balls of dough, right? They were just thrown together. It's not time estimation. It's conversion. They couldn't convert time to distance to be on time. And they having trouble converting water to flour, grain to flour, the proportions, it's conversion. Like, proportions, the proportions are all wrong. Okay, well, we got to get out of this other mill before, okay, no. Shishat, we call on you to restore the principles of conversion to this town. Please help them convert measurements and differing equations, like using even things, you know, please help restore the ability to convert and run conversion to this area. We call on you. You're missing some. Oh, ratio rates and conversions is the principle. That's it. Time ratio. Ratio rates and conversions. Great shots. Without these great principles of yours, hold your charms and picture everything being restored. Okay, let me hold up this abacus. Oh, Shishad, please, in all of your wisdom, return the glory of math, especially rates, ratios, and conversions to these people. We call upon you in your honor of great... Please return to Earth these great principles. Okay, the mills have stopped shaking. Okay, and anything else? No, but my stomach's, you know, I'm rumbling because of that dough ball is the only thing we had to eat. Okay, well, let's head back. I mean, I guess if the principles restored, it should be just nothing should happen now. Like, that'll be another warning sign for us. If we get it wrong, it must call in its opposition to permanently. yeah, let's head back to see Ada and see how it's going. But I think we did it. But no one will notice until they are able to exact those principles. Well, we could go and, well, I guess, yeah, they'd have to, they kind of have to relearn them. And I think our workshop will help teach them that. Maybe we could stay another day and, well, I know you want to get your kind of, your attention. So we'll do another show tonight, but not as important, tomorrow night, see if they're on time and then finish explaining to them. We'll do a play about measurements. So the Baker play. Remember that Baker show we did? We'll just reverse the whole thing. Yes, the Baker who couldn't bake. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ada. Hey, we're gonna rest and we're gonna fix you up something. Okay. Great job. Well, hi everyone. This is Ada, and it looks like they restored the principles of ratio, rate, and conversion to this village, this town, this city state. And they'll explain some of the underlying principles via play. But that is an adventure, a principle restored, and an evening ended. Good night. All right. I want to thank everybody who supported the show on Patreon recently. Ryan, Brittany, and Ashley. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Lauren, Pink, and Paul. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Megan, Ellen, and Christine, thank you, thanks, and good night. Krish, Judy, and Vicky, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jody, Alice, and Daniel B, thanks, and good night. Daniel F, April, and John, thank you, thanks, and good night. Brent, Emily L, and Emily M, thank you, thanks, and good night. Michelle, Solango, and Val, thank you, and good night. Mel Bell, Shanti, and Lisi, thanks, and good night. Deborah, Steve, and Rachel, thank you, and good night. Chad, Elizabeth, and Payaso, thank you, and good night. And Nicole, Javier, and Marilyn, thank you, and good night. Thanks for supporting the show. Sleep With Me exists as a free podcast because of listener action, either listeners who directly support the show on Patreon or support the show as one of the show's sponsors or merch or stuff like that. So thank you, everybody, who enables us to keep the show free for everybody. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Sleep With Me grows by people just spreading the word, simply saying, hey, this is a sleep podcast I listen to. So also want to just thank everybody that does that all the time. Thank you. And we're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com, including Good Morning Night Vale. Are you a Welcome to Night Vale fan, or have you been thinking about starting to binge or to regularly listen to Welcome to Night Vale? Well, then you should. It's really fun to start Welcome to Night Vale over and listen to Good Morning Night Vale at the same time. I mean, not at the same moment. But like the same week, it's a recap show. It's an in-depth examination. It's about creating voice acting behind the scenes trivia. It features Hal, Symphony, and Meg, three of the most wonderful and charming people. Hilarious. It's just an amazing show. You could start your day with it. You say, Good Morning, Night Vale. So whether you're a future Welcome to Night Vale fan or a current one, or you just love Hal Symphony, seriously, I'd love to hear from people that say, well, yeah, I just started listening to Good Morning to Night Vale. Now I listen to Welcome to Night Vale. I'd say, well, that's a great journey. Anyway, you should check that out in a podcast app of choice or nightvalepresents.com. We're also a member of PRX. You can see all the amazing things you're doing at PRX.org. And there's plenty more episodes if you need them. Here you go. I got another one ready to go for you right here. Let me tuck you in there. Good night. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Luxe. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress it matched me with. The Helix Dusk, I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. Because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping in it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs that extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.